What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well on this wonderful Tuesday morning. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. July 26th. Crazy to think that in most of the places of the country, just a few weeks away, right? I mean, for some of us, it's a few weeks. For some of us, a month. But we're going to be in fall in a moment. Crazy. We're going to jump in. Today's called Integrity. Integrity. Scripture is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Says, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? To surrender yourselves to God, to be His sacred living sacrifices, and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights His heart. It's the Passion Translation, Romans 12, 1. Today's devotion is as follows. We are to live by integrity, not by our own selfish desires. Paul said, don't be conformed to this world. That's Romans 12, 2. The word world is actually from a Greek word that says aion, which means the period of time we live in. What Paul was saying is for us not to be conformed to the world that we see around us. It's time that we stop living in fear of what everybody thinks and what might happen in the future and start living for what God's called us to do. The righteous, the Bible says, are as bold as a lion. Confidence doesn't come through sounding tough, but being sure in the Lord and being sure of the Lord. In our relationship with Him, in our relationships with others, relationships are important by living integrous. The Bible says that when we isolate ourselves, we destroy our good, sound judgment. Stop living isolated and stop living in fear. Integrity matters. Relationships matter. It's time to live free, to remove the filters from Jesus, and to start seeing the real thing. Further thought is, what are some biblical attributes of integrity? Someone defined integrity as who you are when nobody's around. You know, it's interesting because when Paul challenged us to live right, he said, don't be conformed to the world, which, side note, that's harder today than it's ever been. You know how many people, the depression statistics that are like climbing on the earth, anxiety. Why? Because every day you're on the internet looking at people's altered photos, the life that they don't actually live. Like, most people are showing you a life that they don't really live. I've let that sink in. Like, it's interesting because my wife, out of the blue, some reason, I don't know, decided to document our vacation. And she said to me the other day, you know, we actually live this life. Like, this is our life. We just don't normally put it online for everybody. But she felt, for many reasons, she wanted to share our vacation. But the thing is, most people are not living their life. They just want you to seem that way. And so what's happened is, it's this cycle of depression, anxiety, fear, because you're comparing yourself to somebody else. That will always kill your joy. It will always rob you of your peace. And so integrity matters. Look, whatever the Lord, I was talking to a pastor about this 2 days ago. Like, money is a revealer, right? So I know pastors are like, man, I don't want this much money. I don't know if I could be faithful with it. I know some people are like, they just think if they're poor, somehow God's blessed them. But the reality is, money is just an exposure, really. It's just a tool. And if you struggle with it now, you're going to struggle with it greater in the future. But my point on integrity, if you live for a set of values and that don't change, like here's the vision, then it doesn't matter how much money comes in because it's about the vision. It's not about you. It's not about your life. It's about the vision. And integrity commits to the vision, right? Not to the world we live in. And so the truth is, it's so easy to live in reaction to the world. But that's not what God's calling us to do. He's calling us to live in integrity and not be conformed to the world. And so if we're not conformed to this world, then what world do we conform to? And it's the realms of heaven. It's the kingdom of God. That's the world that should matter to us more than any other place. Living in the realms of the kingdom, living in the fellowship of what He paid for, and allowing that joy to be complete in our hearts. And so, you know, we've talked about transformation by the renewing of your mind, but there is this challenge not to be conformed to the world. And so today I charge you, we must live in integrity. We must walk in peace. We must be more concerned about the world we can't see than the world we can see, right? That's the most important thing. And so when I think of integrity, I think of somebody that is the same person behind the scenes as they are in front. I think of somebody that has passed the money test, right? I mean, we're talking about what are some attributes of integrity. These are the attributes of integrity. That we're the same person, that money's not going to change you. I think integrity is a person that has not allowed offense and bitterness to defile their heart. And when I say that, bro, I'm telling you, most people have. Like, most people have allowed themselves to get bitter or frustrated or hurt. And that's not how we're called to live. So, you know, what are the attributes of integrity? And what we need to do today is say, Lord, have your way in our life. I want to have integrity in my finances. Don't play yourself. If you're not giving, you need to start giving. I want to have integrity in my heart, right? I don't want to be offended. I want to be quick to like judge or make judgment calls. Some of you guys run so hot, you run so offended. Everything is some kind of like the feathers go up. Man, look, integrity is at peace. You don't have, you know, I was talking to the other day, I was thinking about this in the early days of ministry. It was like, I remember one time I came to a meeting with another pastor. He said, Pastor James, you have authority and you have power. I said, well, thanks. And he goes, no. I need to tell you, you have authority and power. So what do you mean? He said, you don't have to come to every dinner with your gun on the table, so to speak. Not my real gun, but like a spiritual gun. Look, let God show your authority. Stop trying to like fight or puff yourself up. It was really a help and a correction to me at that season of my life. Look, walking in integrity is not getting offended. It's passing the money test, loving your family, honoring God, and being the same person behind the scenes as you are in front. Good word today. Great devotion. Follow us along in the book, Engaging Heaven, today. You can pick it up. And yeah, I'm gonna try to do a little video also on our social media posts. But yeah, what does integrity mean to you? Something to think about today. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. I think it's my last day tomorrow on this island. Then I'm back on the mainland. Can't wait for that. Love you guys. We'll see you soon. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.